time was they were the linchpins of the then relatively new NHS.
Good morning, matron.
Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, matron.
Ah, matron. Matron, I've only got one thing to say to you.
The matron instilled order, the person who knew what was going on in the wards and corridors and what shouldn't be going on, a sort of medical sergeant major.
Just a touch less noise, Sergeant Major.
Very sorry, sir, but the men is getting very idle and slummocky. That's much better.
But change came. During the 1960s, wider social changes saw a movement towards there being less of a sense of hierarchy and more relaxed behaviours. Eventually, in 1966, the role of matron was abolished. There was still a call from the public for the role to be reinstated. There were claims that less matron and more levels of management had led to a loss of direction for the NHS. Now it seems the island is to see more matrons in the hospital's corridors. Health Minister Claire Christian, questioned on the duties of Manx Care's chief nurse in the Keys, spoke about the matron role.
A key development in this area is the introduction of both the matron and the senior matron roles across the Manx Care integrated system and services as detailed within the Manx Care operating plan, of which these will be 8 positions, Mr. Speaker. These will be critical positions and are created to deliver improved communication with patients, the public and colleagues, with laser focus on patient family care safety and care effectiveness and patient experience. The roles, Mr. Speaker, I'm pleased to say, have been established within the existing financial budgets, just in case anybody also wants to ask that question, and there's been no additional funding required to deliver these critical clinical leadership roles. All 8 clinical roles have direct reporting lines within operational teams and have a clinical professional accountability to the Executive Director of Nursing and Allied Health Professionals. The launch of the matrons is going to be in the next coming weeks, so it's going to be very exciting to see that and to see how they do start to interact with the public in such a wonderful way. I know that's something that we're all used to from the past, and I'm looking forward to seeing how that develops within Manx Care going forward.
Does the creation of the matrons create a new layer of management, and will an existing layer of management be removed, extended structure, and how many layers will there be between the patients and the matrons?
So when that's rolled out in the next coming weeks, that information can be open to honourable members, and I certainly will make sure that answer is there for the honourable member.